WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 6, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the third time this year, a BCS grocery store is closing. The Kroger store at Texas and Southwest Parkway and its gas station are closing in mid-August. Kroger officials in Houston say the store, which opened in 1982, has lost money for a sustained period of time. 70 employees have been offered positions at other Kroger locations, which includes a new convenience store at Rock Prairie and the freeway, along with stores on Longmire and in Bryan. Bryan's Walmart neighborhood market closed in January, and Village Foods closed their full-service store in February. For the third time, the Brazos Central Appraisal District has asked Brazos County to sell land in order to build its own offices. County commissioners agreed to receive bids from all interested parties on the land next to the new tax office. County Judge Dwayne Peters was asked about the change of mind after commissioners told BCAD no twice last year.
I guess there were some miscommunication, misunderstanding, possibly by on my part, about their interest in that tract land. They have expressed some interest in it, and so we decided to give it another try and see how it turns out.
State law requires the county, when not selling land to another taxing entity, to offer the property to all interested buyers.
It's a matter of trying to determine whether we can settle on a price. But there's no way that the county could just negotiate a price and set it. We have to put it up on a bid basis.
The minimum bid on the property is $300,000. No deadline was mentioned in the motion to approve the sale. Peters says BCAD wants to know something by the end of July. Gunfire heard in Northgate yesterday morning before sunrise led College Station police to the Islamic Community Center at Cherry and Stasny.
We're still trying to determine the exact amount of rounds, but they have glass doors, they're broke, and there's a couple of obvious bullet holes in the front of the building.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says the person who called 911 heard four shots. President of the Islamic Community Bryan College Station, Anwar Ahmed, says nothing like this has happened in his 11 years here.
We've always found the College Station to be a very supportive community and the Aggie spirit. And so it was very shocking. But, you know, life has to go on, and we have to keep worshiping, and we have to keep practicing our religion. We cannot let things like that stop us.
No one was injured, and anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. The FBI is also investigating. Bryan police are investigating gunfire that took place Wednesday night just after 11 in the parking lot of Easy Mart at Finfeather in Villa Maria. The victim of a car burglary was admitted to the hospital with a gunshot wound that is not life-threatening. He traded shots with two suspects, one who is described as a light-skinned black man wearing a red shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. And a College Station woman was awakened in her apartment at 3:30 yesterday morning when someone she knew kicked in a door and struck her. Police report the woman refused medical treatment from firefighter EMTs. Nothing was taken and no arrests have been made. Anyone with information about the incident at Stadium View Apartments on Marion Pugh is asked to call College Station police. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete, raising of driveways and sidewalks. More information, Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Sunshine, heat, well, they're both going to be with us again today, and they'll be with us through the weekend as high pressure remains over the area and stretched out to the east. Temperatures today up to 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine, a few clouds and a high of 95 to 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. It's sunny on Sunday. Temperatures on Sunday anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Generals yet again out in Victoria. We'll take a look at the 7-on-7 state championships. In Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins beat the Texas Rangers, and the Houston Astros fall to the Athletics. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Border guards in Switzerland received kind of a shock as they watched a full-grown man emerged from inside a normal suitcase. 21-year-old guy from East Africa trying to smuggle himself into Switzerland aboard a train from Italy. Yeah. Guards boarded the train to check passenger documents, immediately became suspicious of the suitcase, which was traveling with the man's friend.
Because the guy was having trouble carrying it.
Well, he said it was not hard to know that there was a person inside given the weight and the movement of it.
That'll give it away every time.
Yep.
Guards removed the suitcase from the train, then watched as the man started unzipping himself from the inside, attempting to smuggle it more. What's more impressive is they said the guy was 6 feet tall.
Wow.
And obviously very limber.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm thinking that. Now, was he in the suitcase while on the train, or did he just climb into the suitcase right before they...
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Sounds like a horrible trip.
It
does.
Somebody
must have seen the guy struggling with the suitcase to get on
the
train.
Well, if it's on wheels, though, but you have to pick it up. Yeah,
bumping,
I don't know.
Bumping through the train station. Every crack in the sidewalk, he could feel it. You know?
It's Switzerland. Yeah. How hard is it to get into Switzerland?
Right. Good point. Well, I guess if you don't have the money, but
yeah, I guess so. But they're nice.
They are. They really are.
Info.
Mason.
Probably didn't take sides on it. They're fairly neutral. Saying.
That's the summit of that guy's criminal career.
You know, for all the things that, the stupid things that we catch on video with our phones, seeing that would have been worthwhile.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
That thing going on. You know?
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
They are 613. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday.
Woohoo!
It snuck right up on us.
It really did. Well, 4 day week.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're all so refreshed, because it's supposed to be Thursday. It's day 190. Got 176 of them to go. It is. Now, I think yesterday was Chocolate Day. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it was World Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm. Today is Chocolate with Almonds Day. So maybe we're having a series of days of chocolate with different things.
Gotcha.
Chocolate days.
Yeah. Coca-Cola Day, because I think it was introduced for the first time on this date. National Video Game Day.
Woohoo!
Don't know.
That's what I'm going to do when I get off work.
Yeah. Actually, I guess what it is it's Video Game Day, and then National Video Games Day comes up on September the 12th, so that you know. So you have an opportunity.
So you have a game day and games
today
day.
Exactly. Today is for one game only.
Right.
The next one's for all the games.
Yes. National Video Games Day celebrates the games that stormed onto the market and changed the way that, well, kids watch TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Atari, Nintendo, Xbox, all of those things, you know. But nonetheless, I got a Pong, I think. Yeah, it didn't go much. And you know,
I'll say I'm not going to say that video games, you know, rot your brain or anything like that.
Okay.
Because that's to me that seems silly. But I will say they have no other value than entertainment value. That is the absolute truth.
I think there's a development of eye-hand coordination in some cases.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Not exactly sure if
I think in the higher levels probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When reaction time. I mean, I guess those games where you have to kill somebody before they kill you.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
I have wasted many hours of my life on video games.
There you are. That's just laying it out there for you. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got birthdays, lots of them on Friday. Yep. Jaden Smith is 18. That's Will Smith's boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia Bush is 34.
Oh, love her.
She's on Chicago PD.
Milo
Ventimiglia.
Oh, really? Love him.
Really?
Gilmore Girls. Oh.
I know him as Peter Petrelli on Heroes, but yes. He also played Rocky's son in Rocky Balboa, the newest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's done a lot of interesting stuff, but he was on Gilmore Girls as well.
He's a good actor, and he's very funny, too, in some of the things I've seen him in. Mm. Kathleen Robertson is 43. She's from TNT's Murder in the First.
Mm.
Beck is 46. That is he's a musical genius. I'd be inclined to agree with him. Actually, he's actually really good. Michael Weatherly is 48. That's Anthony DiNozzo on NCIS.
Up until he's done now.
He's not doing
that anymore. But he's got a new show coming out. And, you know, they made pretty good money.
Yeah.
Pretty good money in that show.
Absolutely. Billy Crudup is 48. He was Russell Hammond in Almost Famous. He was the Golden God guy in Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah.
And also in The Watchmen, he was Dr. Manhattan. A lot of good stuff he's done. Marcus Chong is 49. That's Tommy Chong's boy.
Oh.
He was also Tank in The Matrix, if you ever saw The Matrix.
Yeah.
Joan Osborne is 54, rather. She was the one who did One of Us, that song in 1995, the If God Was One of Us ones. Toby Keith, 55 today. Kevin Bacon is 58.
Married to Kara Sedgwick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Angelica Houston is 65. Jeffrey Tambor.
Hey now.
Is 72.
That's Hank Kingsley.
That's right.
Well, and other stuff too. I mean, done a lot of things.
Oscar Blue, George and Oscar.
Oh yeah,
Blue
well of from, course, Arrested Development.
Yeah, definitely.
And doing a show called Transparent now.
Janice Pennington is 74. She was, now you might not recognize that name, but if you just heard Bob Barker say Janice, you would know, because for 28 years.
She was just Janice.
She was Janice on Price is Right.
Gotcha.
And Steve Lawrence is 81, regular on The Tonight Show and Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah, you got Rafi, the kid singer.
It's his birthday today.
68, good for him.
He used to love Rafi.
On Saturday, it's Bald as a Day. Bald is in day. Oh, all right.
Bald is in day.
Oh, okay. It's my day. All right.
Sugar cookie day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Let that happen. Body painting day.
All right, then.
Okay, fine if you want to do that. All right, some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Kevin Arnold himself, Fred Savage, is 40 years old today, or on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
40. All right.
And he still looks like he's 20.
Yeah, okay.
Jack White is 41 from the White Stripes. Scott Grimes, 45, Dr. Archie Morris on ER. Mm. Let's see. Courtney Love is 52.
Oh, my.
On Saturday, Jim Kerr is 57. He was from the Simple Minds. He's the Don't You Forget About Me guy.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Nash is 57. He was a pro wrestler and is now in a bunch of movies. And Kelly McGillis is 59.
Top Gun chick.
From Top Gun, that's right.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, 60 years old.
Tom has let his hair go. I saw some video of him. He's gone gray.
He has, And he's losing a lot of it up there, too.
Yeah.
Well, good thing Bald is in.
Yeah, welcome to the club, Tom.
Yeah.
Jimmy Smits is 61 on Saturday. John Tesh is 64. A lot of people don't know he did the NBA on NBC theme. So.
Yeah, cool. Wrote the Olympics. Yeah. You know, and that he, I don't care for him that much, but the thing is he wrote the Olympic theme and then also did commentary on the Olympics 1 year.
I guess
about 8-12 years ago, something like that.
Very, that's pretty, probably, cool. Pretty cool.
Probably glad he's not in the lineup this year.
that's right.
OJ Simpson on Saturday is 69. Dean Koontz, 71. He's a horror writer, and my mom was a huge fan of Dean Koontz back in the day.
I've read some stuff.
Richard Roundtree, 74. He was Shaft.
Yes, he was. And not much else, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Brian Dennehy, 78. And James Hampton is 80 on Saturday.
All right. On Sunday, it's Teddy Bear Picnic Day, if you want to do that. Or you could just do Pina Colada Day, which is, you know, probably more fun than Teddy Bear Picnic. And birthdays.
Jessica Simpson, 36 on Sunday. Thomas Ian Nicholas is 36 also. He was Kevin in American Pie and also the kid from Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Who broke his arm and could throw really fast.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Adrian Grenier, is that how you say his name?
Uh-huh.
He's Vinny from Entourage.
He's married to one of the Dixie Chicks.
Oh. He's going to be 40 on Sunday.
Yep.
Elijah Blue Allman is 40.
And has a great name.
Yeah. And he's the son of Cher and Greg Allman.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Sophia Vergara is 44.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Gary LaVox is 46. He's the singer for Rascal Flatts.
Oh, okay.
Arlo Guthrie is 69. Alice's
wow.
Restaurant,
uh-huh.
which is a great, great 18-minute, 20-second-long masterpiece.
Yeah.
If you ever have that time to listen to it. Ron Glass is 71. He was Detective Ron Harrison in Barney Miller.
Yep.
And Robert Pine is 75. He was Ponch and John's boss on Chips.
Of course. And, now that you say that.
And Jake LaMotta is 95. The
still
real,
alive.
The real Jake LaMotta is 95.
No idea. There you go. All right, 621.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, this open effort now to sabotage the person that got the most votes in a primary, I'm sick and tired of it, and it's got to stop. Or maybe it's time to get a new speaker. If he doesn't want to get on board, if he doesn't want to support the candidate, if they want to involve themselves in what David Horowitz wrote today, a murder-suicide pact, or a circular firing squad, as I usually refer to it, then maybe it's time for new leadership. In Congress. Go do something else, because the American people need a wall for our security. We need to listen to our security experts. With all due respect, Paul Ryan, I trust James Clapper, James Comey, Brennan, Michael Steinbeck, General John Allen, and Mike McCall on this topic more than I trust you.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
C. Norton with your money now. Amazon is expanding its offering of Dash buttons, thumb drive-like devices linked to the internet that customers can activate to reorder products like laundry detergent. But the Wall Street Journal says the buttons haven't really caught on with customers so far, and customers who have bought the devices rarely use them. Some consumer product executives say they're signing up for the gadgets to maintain close ties with Amazon. Genomic Health has a deal to commercialize a new blood test that can help some prostate cancer patients decide what type of treatment to pursue. The test would offer data designed to help show patients if a costly new generation drug would be effective or if they should rely on less expensive traditional chemotherapy. Futures are pointing to a moderately higher open after stocks posted gains yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 78 points. The Nasdaq climbed 36. The S&P 500 added 11 points. This after minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting indicated the central bank is unlikely to raise interest rates soon. That's your money now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Same stuff, different day, 97 or so, heat index around 102 up to 105. We do still have winds, which will kind of make it okay, maybe bearable if you have to be out in it, but basically look at that going all the way through Tuesday of next week. They do somehow plug in a slight chance of showers at like 20% from Monday. But we'll see. Right now, winds out of the south at 7, 93% relative humidity. We got a little break today. It's only 78 degrees out there.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
When we worry about a problem, we likely worry about something that will never happen. So what's a better way to cope? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
All of us worry, sometimes way too much, about things that will likely never happen.
What happens is worry makes us dysfunctional. It makes us think about all the what-ifs instead of really helping us focus on what's going to help solve the problem.
Dr. Tamar Chansky, author of the book Freeing Yourself from Anxiety.
Worry gives a fast but not accurate assessment of the problem. And so what we need to do is very quickly kind of stamp it as this is worry taking over, and then shift into more accurate thinking about what really is the problem that you need to solve here. And all of that happens once we quiet the worry down. Worry really isn't the way that we get there.
The fact is that if you look back on all the problems you worried about, you'll likely see you got through them and you'll get through the next one as well.
We do solve these problems. Even when we're facing a layoff, a loss of a home, terrible challenges, a chapter or two later, we have figured it out. Remembering that we have that ability and that wisdom is part of how we tap into it sooner.
Resilient people have bad things happen to them, just like the rest of us.
But they bounce back faster because they tend to focus on what they can control versus what they can't control.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Aggieland Carpet One presents Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale.
Need new carpet? Now's the perfect time to get the brand that combines irresistible style and incredible stain resistance.
Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale at Aggieland Carpet One is your chance to save up to 40% on select Bigelow Stainmaster carpets.
Our Aggieland Carpet One experts will save you time and money while you enjoy the beauty and comfort of these super performing carpets.
Plus, on approved credit, get special financing that makes it easy to have the carpet that's right for you. Only for a limited time and only at Aggieland Carpet One.
Take advantage of our great selection of tile, natural stone, and wood at incredible prices.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. WTAW News Time is 6:32, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners are accepting offers for land the county owns near the new tax office. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that's after the Brazos Central Appraisal District asked a third time to sell the parcel in the Park Hudson development. Anyone can place a bid as long as it's a minimum $300,000.
Because we're a governmental agency, cannot just sell a tract of land. We could do it with another taxing entity, but we couldn't do that with just the appraisal district. So what we have to do is go through a bid process and offer the property up, frankly, to anyone that may want to bid on it.
It's the third time BCAT has asked the county to sell the land. The county judge says commissioners decided to try this time after there was some misunderstanding, possibly on his part, after the district was told no last November.
BCAT had expressed to us that they would like to know something by the end of July. So we will put it out, and it probably is already out right now, but it'll be put out for a bid, and hopefully we will have whatever interest is going to be out there and have closed the bids prior to the end of July.
The appraisal district board has been attempting to move out of a building it leases in Bryan, located on Briarcrest near Broadmoor. One of three Kroger grocery stores in the Twin Cities is closing. Kroger officials in Houston report a mid-August date is set to close the store and fuel center at Texas and Southwest Parkway. All 70 employees have been offered positions at other Kroger stores. That includes Bryan, another full-service grocery in College Station on Longmire, and a recently opened convenience store at Rock Prairie and the Freeway. Kroger officials in Houston report the store, which opened in 1982, lost money despite attempts over several years to increase sales, profitability, and store conditions. It is the third grocery store in BCS to close this year, following Bryan's Walmart Neighborhood Market in January and Village Foods, also in Bryan, in February. College Station police and the FBI are investigating gunfire that struck the Islamic Community Center located at the north end of Northgate.
About 4:30 this morning, our department received a report of gunshots being fired in the 400 block of Stasny Street. So the reporting person advised us that they heard what they believed to be gunshots, and they thought there was around four of those shots made.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says no one was hit. The Islamic Community of Bryan College Station's president, Anwar Ahmed, says it is shocking, but he has a positive message for the community members.
There's nothing to be afraid. We don't, you know, hate anyone. We don't have any ill feelings towards anyone. And also, we should not harbor any kind of fear. And we have to just continue to do what we've been doing and continue to practice as we've been doing for the last several decades.
Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. College Station police are also looking for a man who kicked his way into an apartment south of the Texas A&M campus early yesterday morning. A woman who lives at Stadium View Apartments on Merriam Pugh told officers someone she knew struck her while she was asleep. She refused medical treatment from firefighter EMTs. No property was taken. Anyone with information about the incident, which was reported at 3:30 a.m., is asked to call CSPD. A College Station woman was bit by a dog Wednesday night while taking out the trash. She told Animal Control she was unable to get information from the dog owner, who got the dog and walked it through the Balcones Apartments, which is south of George K. Fitch Park. Anyone with information about a medium-sized dog that is black and white in color is asked to contact College Station police. The victim of a car burglary in Bryan Wednesday night traded gunfire with two suspects. The victim was wounded and was admitted to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The suspects, one who was a light-skinned black man wearing a red shirt, ran off. Anyone with information about this incident, which took place in the parking lot of the Easy Mart at Finfeather and Villa Maria Wednesday night just after 11, is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. 2 weeks ago, the driver of a van on the freeway received minor injuries after a piece of concrete fell off the Briarcrest Bridge after it was hit by a semi hauling an excavator that was not lowered. In Sealy, west of Houston, concrete that fell off a bridge after it was struck resulted in a death and a critical injury.
Witnesses say the driver of a garbage truck forgot to lower the boom on the truck and it hit an overpass on Highway 90. Sealy City Manager Larry Kachimba says,
when he hit the bridge because it was too high, the sections of the bridge came straight down onto the car that was going northbound on State Highway 36.
A boy in the back seat of the car managed to get out. Crews had to use a crane to lift the concrete off the car. His sister in the front seat died, and their mother is in critical condition at a hospital. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Houston man who stopped traffic on Interstate 45 last December to propose to his girlfriend has entered a plea agreement with prosecutors. A misdemeanor conviction against Vidal Vallardes will go away if he completes 32 hours of community service, isn't charged with a crime for a year, and apologizes publicly. Vallardes immediately apologized in front of reporters for getting down on one knee in the middle of the freeway, stopping traffic near downtown Houston. WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic pain? If so, register at 979-436-0434 for our free Chronic Pain Self-Management Program, a Stanford patient education program. Workshops will be held at the Texas A&M Family Medicine Clinic starting July 21st at 12:30 p.m. That's 979-436-0434.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, it's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you go.
We still have high pressure stretching from the eastern part of the state this morning across the Gulf of Mexico and Florida and into the Bahamas and beyond. Sunshine, a few clouds, hot today, 95 to near 100. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Pattern doesn't change through Sunday. More sunshine and hot, highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers wrap up a series against the Generals with a win last night. Also in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Minnesota Twins and the Astros fall to the Oakland Athletics. And in Waco, Baylor's losing another player. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They are deserting, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not
surprising.
Don't think you can blame them. No. Don't think so. This is their... They're one shot at being able to move on, and so do it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was watching Netflix last night until about 10 o'clock, a little after 10, and that's when I found out about the Dallas thing.
I didn't find out until I woke up this morning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I had already gone to sleep or gotten in bed and was not on social media or watching the news or anything, and so... I woke up to all my AP news alerts and then kind of scrolled through Twitter and saw a lot more.
Yeah, I didn't. I was awake. I couldn't sleep last night, and I didn't know why. I don't think that happened. You know, I mean, maybe a disturbance in the force. But when I saw it, it was just talk about heart-wrenching, you know.
Well, it's very interesting, and you can't get a communal statement from everyone who was there. But when you consider they were there and it was a peaceful protest, but it was protesting shootings that had taken place, law enforcement officers killing civilians. And yet to have this happen, then how many people suddenly realized that really this is the kind of situation that a police officer walks into every day of their life, every day of their life? Whether it's a domestic disturbance, whether it's a traffic stop, whatever the situation is, they have to be in control of the situation. And, you know, not passing any judgment on either of the events that that these people were protesting, just understand there are circumstances that we do not get put into as individuals, that police officers do every day. And
And, it, you know, I mean, it might be something that people would think differently about before they said certain things if they knew, you know, if they were put in that position, you know, they might have a different feeling about certain things. I mean, it's a position, like you said, none of us know yep. what that's like to be facing a life and death situation almost every day of your life in your job, you know.
And the I suppose it would be interesting to know what would have happened had this been in a smaller city, had this been in a city that maybe had 250,000 people in it, because the response situation, obviously, that Dallas has, the personnel, the manpower that they have, the equipment that they have, allows them to at least respond in a way that a smaller community wouldn't be able to.
Right.
And what I would have thought is, you know, if it happened in a smaller town, there might have been even greater loss of life because they would not be able to respond in an appropriate way
yeah.
to shut things down.
I would think so.
The Dallas is an interesting market in that, from a television standpoint, Fox is very high profile there. KDFW, I think, is the Fox affiliate. And it used to be, time was that WFAA, Channel 8, was the go-to station. Most markets have that. But Fox actually has quite a presence up there. So it's interesting. I was watching those two. And the thing that really brings it home from a reporter's standpoint is that, obviously, the anchors in the studio talking to the field reporters, and the field reporters in most cases were the police beat reporters. So people who knew these individuals, some of them personally they knew, who were shot or certainly in harm's way in the midst of all that. And you could hear it in their voices, and you could tell that they do, closer than we do, they do understand what these men and women do when they're police officers. And you could, again, hear it in their reporting that it was having an effect on them.
Well, what blew my mind was one of the things that I saw this morning. This was the, you know, deadliest attack on law enforcement since 9/11.
Yeah, that's I read that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that makes sense now when I think about it, but just crazy that it's been that long and that it happened right in our own backyard.
Mike Rawlings has just announced that the suspect in the standoff with police has died.
Yeah, and that was something that I had been getting alerts for about a couple hours now, but yeah. I guess that they have confirmed that. And they were in that standoff for a few hours in a parking garage, and it was a long time. They had three in custody, and then there was a fourth that they were in a standoff with. And I believe that he killed himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It really hits close to home for me because I come from a family of police officers. My dad, both my brothers, all police officers. They've since moved on and retired. But, you know, it hits close to home because, I mean, they explain, you know, when you see situations like the ones that happened with, you know,
in Baton Rouge and Minneapolis. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. When you see those situations arise, you know, there's a lot of outcry from people who don't understand. But the thing is, you know, it's like any other job. There are some people who are not good at it, some people who are not good people, and then there's a majority of good, normal people who do the job.
Yeah.
You know,
hard. And that's what's so sad about this situation in Dallas is these were innocent police officers.
Yep. They had not. Yeah. They were not in the midst of doing something that was protestable, I guess, would be a word to use.
Right.
Here are the comments of the president.
We still don't know all the facts. What we do know is that there has been a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement. The FBI is already in touch with the Dallas police, and anyone involved in these senseless murders will be held fully accountable. Justice will be done. Let's be clear, there's no possible justification for these kinds of attacks. As I told Mayor Rawlings, I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas.
And obviously we'll be monitoring whatever Fox puts out. The AP just broke in as we were discussing it that the mayor had made that announcement. But anyhow, we'll keep you up to date on that and Fox News coming up in about 12 minutes.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
80 or 90 years ago, in his revered Standard Cyclopedia of Horticulture, Liberty Hyde Bailey referred to crotons as coming in an almost endless variety. They were popular conservatory plants way back then. Now we grow them on patios and balconies, in soil, in our landscape beds, and indoors in pots, just as our great-grandmas did. We're surrounded by crotons, and the list of varieties has grown exponentially. They're literally everywhere. Croton's colorful past, right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published, and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. Let's get some botany out of the way first. Crotons are in the genus Codium, and they're out of the huge and varied Euphorbiaceae family of plants. Why, my goodness, crown of thorns are in that plant family, and so are poinsettias and tons of other domesticated plants. Crotons are native to the South Pacific. When you grow them in tropical climates, most types are shrubs or very small trees. If we have access to large greenhouse spaces, we can overwinter them until our plants, too, grow to the large mature sizes. Crotons need bright light to develop their very best foliage color. In fact, if we try to grow them indoors in dark surroundings, crotons soon drop their lower leaves and become spindly, and the new growth is bright green, lacking the variegation. You have to have them beneath skylights or next to a south or west window for them to stay colorful. They grow best in loose, highly organic potting soil, and they benefit from high nitrogen, water-soluble fertilizer once or twice a month, more often while they're outdoors in the summer. Crotons' leaf colors vary greatly, and so do their shapes. Elongated oval leaves are common, but you'll also find varieties whose leaves are as twisted as corkscrews. Some are lobed and T-shaped, and others are extremely narrow, almost grassy. Watch for crotons at your favorite nursery or garden center, even into the fall. Before you buy, think about exactly where you're going to be putting your plant. Match up its new home with the kind of lighting it's getting at the store. If you make abrupt changes, it either will stop dropping leaves because of too little light, or the leaves will sunburn and turn crisp if it's been grown indoors and you put it out in the sun. You can use just about any type of container for crotons as long as it has a drainage hole. Keep crotons moist at all times. When they wilt badly, leaves begin to drop. As time passes, your croton will eventually outgrow its pot. You'll want to choose the next larger pot size and move it on up. Ideally, the pot should be 1/3 to 1/4 the height or width of the plant. Crotons can be rooted from cuttings, but air layering is the most dependable way for most home gardeners. If you try air layering, you'll find a lot of information, in fact, even at my website, neilsperry.com, on how to do air layers in my most asked questions. Air layers are fun, crotons are easy, and they are glorious. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers wrapped up their series against the Generals with a 3-2 win last night in Victoria. The win gave the Bombers their sixth straight victory. Pitcher Willie Amador started on the mound and had a strong performance. Amador went five innings with eight strikeouts and only gave up one run. The last four innings showed a combined effort from Sebi Palacios, Jake Cowan, Brandon Barbary, and Riley McCauley. The four pitchers only gave up one run and two hits the rest of the way. John Grimsley was the big man on the plate, going 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. The Bombers continue their road trip as they take on the Woodland Strikers tonight at 7.05 p.m. In the 7-on-7 state championships, Jeb Malik threw three touchdown passes to Ronnie Jackson as the Navasota Rattlers defended their Division II title with a 25-12 win over Princeton. Meanwhile, Cameron went 2-1 in Division II pool play at Veterans Park with a 36-32 victory over Croom, a 45-40 loss to Needville, followed by a 47-25 victory over Springtown. In Major League Baseball,
the 3-2 Chirino strikes out swinging, and this ball game is over. The Twins beat the Rangers again, blowing them out tonight 10-1.
Tyler Duffy matched a career high with 9 strikeouts, and the last place Minnesota Twins again beat the AL leading Texas Rangers 10-1 last night. The Twins, whose 30-55 record is the worst in the American League, won for the fifth time in 6 games. That includes 3 straight over the Rangers, who lost their last 2 games of the series in Minnesota last weekend. The Rangers hope to turn it around against the Twins in Minnesota tonight. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., pregame's at 6.30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston,
swung on and chopped, tough play, back on it, Valencia throws to first, good play, and the ball game is over. A chopper on the infield, Valencia back on his heels, took the chopping ground ball, fired to first across the diamond, and Madsen has a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning as they beat the Astros by the final of 3-1.
Yonder Alonso doubled and drove in 2 runs, and Rich Hill tied a season high with 10 strikeouts and 6 solid innings to give the Oakland Athletics a 3-1 victory over the Houston Astros last night. Hill allowed 3 hits and 1 run to extend his winning streak to 6 games and his second start since coming off the disabled list on Saturday. Game 2 of the series is tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Out in Waco, Jarrett Stidham says he's transferring from Baylor, where he was expected to again be the backup quarterback behind senior Seth Russell. Stidham announced his decision in a statement posted on his Twitter account Thursday. He appeared in 10 games as a freshman last season, including 3 starts after Russell suffered a season-ending neck injury. During an appearance on Thursday, Baylor acting head coach Jim Grobe said Stidham decided to move on to find a place where he can get more snaps. Stidham didn't say in his post where he was planning to go. Russell was the top-rated FBS passer last season when he got hurt October 24th. Stidham then started 3 games before breaking a bone in his right ankle. In the NBA, the Mavericks will get the rights to Croatian center Stanko Baric from Indiana in the salary dump deal that sent seldom-used forward Jeremy Evans to the Pacers. Dallas is also sending the rights to Bosnian guard forward Amir Preljic in cash to the Pacers in a deal announced Thursday. The Mavericks needed to unload Evans, the 2012 NBA slam dunk champion, to have room for newly signed center Andrew Bogut. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant has been introduced by the Golden State Warriors after signing a 2-year contract that's worth over $54 million. Durant said his meeting with the Warriors brass and new teammates Steph Curry and Klay Thompson last Friday had, quote, a great vibe throughout the whole day. He joins a Warriors team that came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals before blowing a 3-1 lead in the finals against Cleveland. Out on the links, Miriam Lee owns a 3-stroke lead at the U.S. Open following her record-tying performance in the first round. Lee became the 5th player to play an open round at 8-under, carding a 64 that included 10 birdies. Amy Yang birdied 18 to move into a 3-way tie for second with Christy Kerr and Minji Lee. And today's Wimbledon slate is highlighted by the men's semifinals following yesterday's straight sets victories by Serena Williams and Angelique Kerber in the women's semis. Third seed Roger Federer and number 6 Milos Raonic get things started on center court today before second seed Andy Murray faces number 10 Tomas Berdy. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast.